Holidays are a big part of organizational life, but the Christmas season is particularly special due to the many traditions that have grown over the centuries. Today, the festivals, activities, traditions, and food bring warmth to one of the coldest times of the year. At least, it is the coldest time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. But today, the season can be mired under the weight of modern commercial pressures. The lack of sales in one December can bring down an entire business. In my travels around the world, I cannot help but wonder if we're missing the message that the holidays should bring. My name is Tom Galvin, and these are my reflections on management. I don't know how many of you have traveled to Germany, but if you do, you definitely want to try to go during the Christmas market season, which usually runs in the month preceding Christmas, starting somewhere around November 22nd or the nearest weekend thereof. Many of the larger cities have the Christmas markets running every day and most of the day, running until early evening, like about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And the dusk and the nighttime is really the best time, because that's when, if you can imagine a city square with colorful painted buildings surrounding it, and the square itself is cobblestone, and the square is probably, you know, could be the size of a soccer field or even a whole soccer stadium. And covering the square are rows upon rows of wooden huts selling toys. They're selling crafts, like you think about the Nutcracker statue, the classic Nutcracker statue. Everywhere, just nutcrackers of the soldier Nutcracker, but just about any character you can think of. And then there's the food. The food could be like the bratwurst, big trays of bratwurst being fried in the open air, served to you with a small roll and as much mustard as you want. And the German gingerbread is just fantastic. It's called Lebkuchen. It's very famous in the Nuremberg area, but you can get it pretty much anywhere. And it comes, their gingerbread is more like a cake than it is a cookie. But it's so tasty and really good. And you can get it shaped just about any way you want to decorate it if you wanted to provide it as a gift. But and then there's the Glühwein, and Glühwein is a mulled wine where they take in some of the more traditional areas it's blueberry wine that is spiced with various spices. I'm not sure what the spices are, but it's served warm in small mugs and tastes really wonderful. And the great thing about it is that when the Christmas market is open, it's usually packed with people. They just come from all around and just kind of wander and congregate and meet people and talk and eat, drink, and it's very outdoors. And it doesn't matter how cold it is, because it could get, you know, some places in Germany, of course, it can get brutally cold. Usually it's more a matter of being wet or rainy, especially in the later stages of November, and it doesn't deter anybody. Everybody's just outside and they're enjoying themselves. And I've traveled to markets where the school children, during the middle of the day, school children will, it'll be like their field trip, to wander around the Christmas market and go ask the craftsmen how they made their toys, or just in general, just being out and about. Very outdoor, energetic activity. It's so wonderful. I'd visited about 90 to 100 Christmas markets in the decade plus that I was living in Germany, and I collected the mugs. I still have it in a rack that's actually behind me in the very room I'm recording this, because each city has its own mug, and sometimes like in some of the larger cities like Cologne or Nuremberg, the mugs come in yearly editions, and you know, you got to have the 2003 mug, the 2004 mug. It's just a very nice memento, especially for those of us who are, you know, expatriates there for a period of time. whole atmosphere of the festival is just so warm and so inviting. And it just seems to carry over into the mood of the people. When I'm dealing with, was dealing with the local nationals, it just seemed like the Christmas time of year was a special time for them, and that it, it made the end of the year feel like it was ending on a high note. And, this carried over when I was actually stationed in Bosnia, over the winter of, 2000-2001. And the German embassy had provided, procured, whatever, a set of put-it-yourself huts to the German contingent in Sarajevo so that we could set up kind of like a mini Christmas market inside Camp Butmir on the post where the Stabilization Force headquarters was located. And the German contingent there was definitely a very socially active crew. And the Christmas market just brought everybody together from all of the troop contributing nations on Sarajevo. And it was only for a couple of weekends. A couple of weekends after hours, that is. But what a way to bring people together. It was wonderful. And speaking of bringing people together, another example I'd like to offer is from Indonesia, where my wife is from. She is born and raised in Jakarta. And I've traveled back to Indonesia several times, of course, to meet family. And a couple of times we stayed over the Christmas season. And in the Christmas season there, it's very different than what maybe some might expect because Indonesia is a dominantly Muslim nation. People tend to forget that the country actually is a multi-faith nation, and it's very proud of the way in which it multi-religious with large Christian, Buddhist, and Hindu minorities. Living peacefully with their Muslim brethren in for the most part. I mean, obviously there's some challenges there, but especially when you go to Jakarta itself, Christmas is celebrated very, very openly, and the malls will have Christmas trees. There'll be Christmas lights put up in the city. They basically embrace the season much the same way that they embrace all the other holidays. So in a way, it's inclusive. It's a very inclusive environment where all of the peoples of different faiths have the opportunity to celebrate the holidays that are special to them. And the majority of people are very, very comfortable embracing and sharing the goodness of the holidays of people of the other faiths. And I found that that was very, very refreshing, very, very encouraging. Now we kind of turn to the holiday experiences in the United States and how it's evolved over time. And there's, you know, obviously there's a lot of good, which I'll get to, but I do want to, you know, start kind of with the contrast. Because as many of us, you know, particularly American listeners know, the commercial pressures in the United States are really driving the way that we approach the holiday season. And it's been sort of growing over the course of years, and it's gotten particularly difficult now, especially that businesses had become very, very dependent upon the commercial success of the holidays during the month of December to carry them through the rest of the year. It's also, you know, shopping had grown to be a most, perhaps not an entirely pleasant experience either, with the long lines, the fighting or the competition to get the perfect gift, which then has led to the Christmas shopping window starting earlier and earlier, such that now there's a term that we use in the United States called Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, the first day after Thanksgiving, which is the towards the end of November, in which businesses roll out the great sales, trying to entice shoppers to go to the mall and or online and purchase the perfect gift as quickly as possible to ensure that they receive it in time for giving to somebody for Christmas. And then if Black Friday sales do not meet expectations, which might be artificially inflated, then that's already a sign of trouble that the Christmas season is going to see a lot of businesses not succeed and a lot of turmoil, a lot of conflict or tension associated with trying to keep up on the commercial side of things. Also, perhaps in contrast to the Indonesian experience, Christmas is shrouded in controversy in the United States because of its religious roots. And there's a very strong secular character within the United States, and the belief that because of Christmas being religious, that it is not inclusive of other faiths or inclusive of those who do not hold faith. So as a result, we see things like renaming Christmas traditions as holiday traditions or holiday events in order to avoid this controversy. Meanwhile, Christians, of course, who hold the holiday very near and dear to their hearts, rebel against such usage. And so it's an ongoing controversy. With all of that as sort of like, there as kind of weighing down the Christmas season, let me focus on a few things that really are good that I want to highlight. The first has to do with holiday-related activities that occur within the workplace. To me, especially in my military background, military organizations have always used holidays as a unifying thing, something to bring people together. So the controversy over the name of the event is less important than just recognizing that everybody within the unit is given a chance to feel more part of the unit, set aside all of the hard work that had been done during the year, and get together for parties, activities, official functions that are not big. You know, they're just in the past few years, the most common form in which I've seen this is luncheons, where the office will just simply shut down at lunch, have somewhat of a potluck. They encourage volunteers to bring in food, and then they'll participate in some sort of a game or an activity like what we call a white elephant or a Yankee swap, where you just take a bunch of inexpensive gifts and you have sort of like a lottery to decide who gets which gift, and you have rules for trading gifts or stealing other people's gifts or what have you. And it's all in good fun. It's light, it's laughter, and then once it's over, it's back to work. But people just kind of feel better about being part of the unit because they get to participate in such activities, which often include inviting the spouses or the families who are very much a part of the organization. And this is one of those times that you want to be able to include them in the work environment as to remind us all of why we serve. And then there's charitable activities, and I'm going to highlight one that we do here in Carlisle at the U.S. Army War College. It's what we call the holiday tea, and this is where the War College students break up into groups, and they disperse to all of the senior citizen homes in the area and spend time with the senior citizens for the purposes of giving them a chance to enjoy the holiday season, remind them that they are loved and honored for the long life that they have they've graced us with. Because in many cases, the Christmas season can be a very lonely time. It can be a very sad time if you do not have friends and family nearby to enjoy it with you. And so this is an opportunity to ensure that these senior citizens, many of whom are spending their last days and years with us, that they enjoy the season. They have something to look forward to. And it really has been, it's been going on for decades. We've been doing this a very long time, and it is always such a special occasion. So I kind of step back and I think about you know, the experiences I've seen in Christmas worldwide, and I see in the good activities that we have in the States. And it just kind of reminds me that we really should take a time to step back and reflect on what is it about the holidays that we want to gain? What do we want? What values we want to share? And make it less about, say, the gifts and the commercialization. Let's use the holidays to reaffirm a sense of community. Who we are, who others are. Bring everybody together. And that's whether you're talking about family, or you're talking about friends, others within your community, especially those who are in need. In your organizations, in the workplace, to get past the name on the tag and get to know the person themselves. And even in greater society, to set aside differences and to give ourselves a chance to end the year on a high note and begin the next year on a high note. Let's use the holiday season to bring out the best in each other and give ourselves something to look forward to in the new year. And that's all for now. The views expressed are my own and do not necessarily reflect those of the United States Army War College, the United States Army, or the Department of Defense. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.